Stop treating yourself like you are common. Stop believing lies. You are not your past. You are not shame. You are beloved by God and you are more than enough. You are wonderful. Okay, so let's talk about this. Let's talk about getting into purpose and stepping into fullness of joy. Our conversation lies around not being common. Okay, so I looked up the definition for common, and it's something that's done often, it's prevalent, and it's like reoccurring. And you are none of those things. Like, can I just tell you that nobody can do what you do? Nobody looks like you. Nobody has your fingerprint. You are so not common. So are you finding yourself feeling like, it's just me. It's an idea, but it's whatever. Do you find yourself feeling that way? Okay. So it's literally not easy to step into the fullness of joy of going, oh my gosh, I'm so uniquely made. I'm amazing. I'm so wonderful. Like all the things that God tells us that we are, like that's the truth. We find ourselves not believing that. And so, yeah, it's not easy. And it will take work, especially if you've been in a rut for a while. Like, I know that firsthand, but it's like, girl, get up, girl, wash your face. You know, the message, it's everywhere, right? So let's join the conversation. It is written that the work of the diligence produces wealth. Are we leading ourselves with diligence on a daily? Like, be honest. If I'm honest, it's a no for me. So I find that the diligent are people like they're confident, they're successful, whatever success looks like to you. Like the diligent are go-getters. They believe, they are fully confident believing in themselves, right? Like, so I know for myself, and we all have a past and we all have things that we've gone through and overcome. And that's why I'm doing this podcast, is because I'm talking to women who are ambitious, but we feel stuck sometimes, but we know we're called for more and there's more to life. So I know I was brought out of dysfunction so I could function. So why do I find myself not showing up with purpose and functionality? Like, hello? Yeah. What do I see? It's because what my perspective, like, I'm going to speak for myself and you can agree or not agree, like whatever that looks like for you. But I know that when I'm not showing up with functionality and purpose, it's because my perspective is completely off. So what do I see? How do I see my circumstances? Am I empowered or am I hopeless? How am I feeling? How am I starting my days? It's all about that morning routine. You guys, like, my gosh, it is all about that morning routine. I'm currently creating the habit now. And let me tell you, it's not easy. Like the Proverbs 31 woman, she gets up while it's still dark. So I've been practicing that. I can't tell you it's been every day. I cannot tell you it's been every day, but a couple times in the last couple weeks, I have gotten up, and yes, it's like my alarm goes off at 4:45 and I get up within 10, 15 minutes. And so I get up and it is, yes, it is still dark and it's actually very nice, but it's very challenging. But the way to greatness is seeing what He made me for, what He made you for, and surrounding myself with a new perspective and surrendering to my assignment. So becoming the woman He created me to be, diligent, strong, and all the things. What does that look like? You know, I believe when we are living an uncommon life, because an uncommon life would say, I'm uniquely, wonderfully made. And I am not common. I'm uncommon. You know why? Because I'm not seen frequently. Like I'm something new, right? So I believe a diligent, strong woman who's living with purpose and functionality, she's dreaming big. She's got goals and she's like, someone who says being realistic is for someone who is bound by fear. Like, I'm not going to go, oh, you know, that's just not something to do because let me be realistic. Like, yes, we have to be smart and wise and safe, but dream big. Like, nothing is too big for God. Nothing is impossible with God. And so what is that dream that you've dreamt that is potentially sleeping? It's not dead. Your dream is not dead. The vision and the dream that you have for yourself in self-leadership, in the way you want to lead yourself, that could be sleeping because you could be in a funk, or you could have like be in a moment of like not feeling that power or whatever you want to call it. But let's be uncommon. Let's dream bigger. Let's wake up our sleeping dream and go, all right, girl, wash your face, girl, get up. What's that dream? Yes, your dream could be laying down right now, but keep dreaming. Don't let it go. Just acknowledge that, yes, I have a dream and I believe I am just being prepared right now to fulfill it. So whatever that looks like, maybe you're being strengthened mentally, physically, maybe you're raising babies and the dream that you have is to be an amazing mama, working a side hustle that your husband supports you in, like whatever that dream looks like. But just know wherever we are, we're always being prepared and we're always being strengthened and we're learning something. And that's the most exciting thing to living an uncommon life, because we don't want to be common, because common is like seen all the time. It happens regularly, right? We are uncommon. Let's be uncommon. Let's be someone who goes and does something different. Honestly, it is the time of preparation is truly, it could be frustrating. It could be challenging. Because when, you know, iron sharpening iron, there's flames, there's, you know, not flames, but there's sparks when iron is being sharpened and God is sharpening you and you have family and you have friends that could be calling the greatness out of you. And it doesn't feel so great when they're going, hey, you're better than this. I know who you are and you're better. And so what is the preparation look like for you right now? Are you in that season of preparation, or are you standing in your dream right now? Because you could be a woman that's standing in her dream that you're like, oh yeah, yeah, been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? Like got the stamp, got the sticker, got the postcard, like been there, done that. But maybe you're not. Maybe you haven't been there, done that. Or maybe you're in a new preparation season and maybe you've had success in other things and you've overcome, but now you're in a new level of preparation. And what does that look like right now? But I know what the diligent will do is the diligent will show up. Even if they get knocked down, the diligent will show up and they will reap the harvest in due season. Yes, you will reap a harvest in due season. And just because you're here, you will reap a harvest. Because why? Because you are digging in, you're learning more, you're wanting more, you want to be better. And so that's why you're listening to this, is because you are making a decision. And so at some point we have to decide, you know, we have to decide. For me, like, I'm not waiting for the world to get better to take my place. The darker the world, the more light that is required. Like, we need to be the light of the world. And so us making a decision to be uncommon and be diligent and stand out is the best thing to honor God. And I will no longer underutilize what God gave me to sparkle, to be that light on top of a hill, to sparkle and shine, like to bring the goodness, the good news of, like, you know what? I have been brought in out of dysfunction to be functioning. I'm going to function amazingly and I'm going to show up again and again, even though I fell down and I bumped my head bumped my knees and I'm bruised. I am bruised. I'm just never going to give up because I am not common. I am not common. I am so uncommon that I will show up. Maybe a little bruised and bloody, but I'm here and here we are. So what is the season you're in right now? So right now I'm made to serve my kids, family, and people who God brings me. And that means I have to step out. That means that I have to show up. That means that I have to strengthen my bones, encourage myself in the Lord and go, okay, I don't feel like it, but I'm showing up today. I'm showing up and I'm going to do my best. What does that look like for you to step out? That looks like me getting up, doing my best to get up early before my kids so I can greet them with peace because I've already filled myself up because I know that when I don't, I'm rushing to do things, right? But yeah, what is that season for you right now? What are you being called to? And I know that we're always being prepared. You're either in it, coming out of it, or about to go in it, right? Whatever that looks like for you. But a confident me can do a lot of good. And confidence is really sexy when you think about it. It's self-leadership. Putting time in on you is not selfish. So if you had that thought, if you thought that thought of going, I just don't have time, getting up early, I'm just so tired, I don't have time to do that thing because that would be selfish of me to not think of them or whatever that looks like. But I'm sure you have heard it before. And it's been said, putting yourself first is not selfish, but it's actually very beneficial to everybody that you serve in your life because you cannot serve from an empty cup. Selfishness is actually insecurity and not taking care of yourself, leaving yourself unfulfilled, depressed, and down. That is selfish because if you don't take care of yourself, you're going to leave yourself feeling insecure. You're going to be depressed and you're going to be down. And I only can say that because I've been there. I've been there and I have, you know, slept in because I'm so tired. And so I need to get that extra sleep. And then I get up and I am rushing. I'm stumbling out of bed, getting a little bit dressed, not doing my hair, throwing it up in a bun, not going to brush my teeth and wash my face first and get dressed, but I'm running into the kitchen to make breakfast. And then after breakfast, I'm cleaning up and then we got to get the kids ready for the day. And then we have to do homeschool and then we have to do all the things. And oh my gosh, it's 5 o'clock. Dinner's almost ready and I still haven't brushed my hair. And how does that make me feel? How does that really make me feel looking at myself and having my husband come home from work and looking at me and going, oh, yes, he still loves me. Yes, he thinks I'm beautiful, but why didn't I get dressed and take care of myself and make myself feel pretty? You know what I'm saying? Like it's selfish and it leads to insecurity and not so many good things, right? Like, so that is a whole thing in itself, but it's time to arise and sparkle. It's time for us to join a new conversation of you are not common. You are one of a kind, stepping into your greatness and the fullness of joy in your season, whatever that looks like, being confident. And confidence is sexy. And you having that picture of self and leadership, of self-leadership, and just leading yourself well, loving yourself well, that is leading into loving your family well and serving your family well. And whatever your work looks like, you're going to do it that much better. So with that being said, this was my quick little podcast for you today, just to remind you that stop living commonly. Stop it. You are made for so much more. You're beautiful. You're wonderfully made. You're all of the things. So show up for yourself so you can show up for the people in your life. And they notice. Show up so greatly that they go, whoa, what's gotten into you? You're like, well, they're like, what is, what's the special occasion? Why are you dressed up? You're like, well, I'm showing up. I'm the special occasion. I think I'm pretty special. So that's a special day, right? Like there was a TikTok and I just blew the little thing, but it said something like that. Like I'm pretty special. I think that's pretty special. I'll find it. I'll get that right eventually, but you're special. That's what the special occasion is. You're showing up today and that's special. So anyways, with that being said, I hope you've enjoyed this quick little podcast. If you did, share it with a friend, screenshot the episode and tag me on Instagram at Portia.Franklin. And please check out the show notes. There's going to be some goodies down there in regards to all of my favorite things. So I hope you have an amazing day and find your sparkle and arise, because you, my dear, are sexy. You are sexy. Have an amazing day.